just share with you guys about what Jesus Christ has done in my life and about the way that since becoming a Christian back about 13 years ago, October 29th, 1996, things that God has done in my life and the way that He has changed my life. And I apologize, I'm kind of a mover. Is it going to bother anybody if I kind of walk around just a little bit? All right. I've got a... I get fidgety, so... Well, like Jack said, he and I met probably about 3.5 years ago at Key Men's Conference in 2007. And about me, I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, and the thriving metropolis. Okay. Well, fantastic. You got to love an Iowan. And I basically grew up in what I would tell you was a Christian home. We went to church every Sunday. I believed in God. I thought I knew who God was. And I thought life was kind of just all about me. You know, I kind of grew up in this little bubble world and thought that athletics and academics and having a lot of friends were kind of the most important things in life. And one of the big things that I learned about early on was I became driven by success. And so both academically, athletically, and just through friendships, I kind of based my whole happiness in life and what I thought was important in life based on kind of the drive for excellence and success and a lot of friends. And that's kind of what I thought was important. And this carried me along fairly well. I was lucky enough to kind of get into high school, do very well. I got recruited to go to the Air Force Academy. Decided that sounded like the best place for a short, slow guy to go play football. And so I got a football scholarship. I was lucky enough to graduate as the valedictorian in my class, and I just kind of thought life was going on, and this is the way things were supposed to be. And I got to the Air Force Academy, and things started to kind of change in my life. God brought around me a lot of neat Christian people. First and foremost, my sponsor family were some amazing Christian people. I actually had two with another buddy of mine who was a quarterback at the academy. And also brought me into the contact with a lot of guys on our football team that were Christians. And so this was a very new concept for me to see guys that actually not just went to church on Sunday because they were supposed to, but these guys studied the Lord during the week, and these guys got up early in the morning and spent time with God, and these guys had kind of a air about them and something was different about them that I really wanted to understand what that was. And, you know, I kind of would keep all these things private, but I'd kind of watch in the locker room, out on the field, in the classroom, what it was that made these guys tick and what it was that made these guys different. And like I said, I was maybe a good academic, but I'm not the smartest guy in the world. So it took me a while to kind of process what was going on with these guys' life and what made them different. And I remember a couple of things. God brought me there. All of a sudden now I went from being an all-state athlete to they put me on the JV team, and I was like, dude, that's not even funny. I don't even think I ever had to touch the JV team in high school, and now I'm like permanently benched there. So God used some trying times, some challenges. Obviously, for those of you that went to the Air Force Academy, you probably know what I'm talking about. And for those of you that didn't, you were probably pretty smart. And used some challenging times and just some pressure situations in my life to be like, kind of bring me to my knees in several different areas. And I remember sitting with my sponsor mom, who I call my spiritual mom now, one night at the dinner table, and she said, you know, I've got a question for you. She said, if you were to die tonight and you had to stand before God and He asked you why it is that He should let you into heaven, what would you say to Him? And no one had ever asked me that question before, and I was kind of taken aback, number one, and number two, I had no idea. And I kind of, you know, stammered out the standard answer. I just said, you know, I think I've been a good person. I think that I've loved others. I've tried not to speed too much. And, you know, I've tried to date cute, nice girls. You know, does that get you? And she's like, no. And she said, and I'll read it to you because I didn't memorize it in the NIV version. But she shared with me. She said, you know, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And that really kind of struck me, and I said, okay, you know, I need to really start to consider this and think about this. And it really did. This was in the springtime, and I thought about this all through summer and through summer workouts. And I even started going to our football team Bible study just to kind of see what it was like and what I was kind of missing and get to be around these other guys. And God continued. Obviously, like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. So God was all using all these, the kind of information that I was processing and just the things that I was seeing in Christians. The Holy Spirit was working on my heart. I know a lot of you have probably had quicker conversions, but like I said, I'm not the fastest guy in the world. And so later that fall, it was after football practice, and one of my best friends in the world, Ben Johnson, and I were sitting there studying for a management test. And I remember kind of four things about Ben. Number one, he was different from the world. Number two, he was a type of guy that loved people, and he always was spending time really pouring his life into others and really giving them his time, which struck me as kind of odd in this kind of take any society that I was kind of had been grown up in, and it was kind of all about you. The other thing is I thought he had kind of a wisdom beyond his age, which was very impressive to me and something that, you know, just he kind of was a type of guy. I mean, his biceps were about twice the size as mine. I was this puny little quarterback, and this dude was kind of a mountain. And so number one, I was also scared of him. And then finally, he was personally interested in my life. And that was something that really hit home, was that, hey, this guy with, you know, legs twice the size of me and arms bigger than my legs, you know, cares about who I am as a person, cares about who Chris Kopachik is. And so that immediately made me like him and want to spend more time with him. And we sat there in this study hall. I can still remember even the number of the study hall that we were in, for those of you with the academy. And he said, you know, Chris, Romans 3:23 says, for all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And he said also going on, you know, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And he said, you know, have you ever made a personal decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? And I said, you know what, brother, I have not. Almost embarrassingly. And I said, I've been around a lot of Christians for a long time, and I never have. And he said, well, would you like to? And right there, we get down on our knees in the middle of a study hall, and I gave my life to the Lord. And I'll say two things. Number one, my life didn't change overnight that night. But number two, God has absolutely blessed me beyond my wildest dreams. And I'll say that he has done that in a number of ways. Number one, he got me involved with a group at the academy called Campus Crusade for Christ, with which, whereas I had even been going to Fellowship of Christian Athletes more because all my buddies went, now I got to kind of become part of a group of compelled Christian believers that were very focused and intent on becoming better disciples of Jesus Christ and becoming people that love the Lord and learning as much as they could about him. And so that was the first amazing thing that God did in my life, was he brought people around me that loved me and cared about me and really enriched my life and also drew me closer to him. Number two, he got me into a discipleship relationship with a guy named Jay Lorenzen, who was the head of Campus Crusade at the time. And no kidding, what struck me about Jay Lorenzen was this guy would sit at the academy library for 6 to 8 hours a day. What was it, Jack? Probably 3 to 4 days a week. And just spend time with guys and meet with guys. And if he didn't have anybody to meet with, he would just sit there and I think pray that somebody would come by. And that just always, I'd walk by and just see Jay sitting there smiling. And I was like, gosh, there's just something special about him. And so through Ben, I started meeting with Jay weekly, and he started training me up. I started memorizing verses. I started learning how to study the scriptures, and I started learning how to imprint God's word on my heart. And so that was one of the things that very lucky in my life, is that not only did God save me, but he brought people around me that helped me to grow and helped me to really become more and more of a dedicated responsible disciple of his. In terms of I started having a quiet time on my own in the mornings. I started meeting with a group of kind of core guys that were mostly athletes at the academy, because we had to meet late. And guys that were very strong and intent on growing, which I don't think I would have been able to grow without all that strength from those guys and without all their encouragement, which was something that God really blessed me with. I will say then, now since making Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, some of the neat things that he's changed is I've started to see and I've learned that my goal on this earth is not my own personal success or fulfillment or how much money I can make or the coolest jet I can fly or anything else. My glory, my entire goal on this earth is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to love Him, and to share His love with others. And that's something that I've tried to make a passion in my life. One of the other things that God has really blessed me with is, like I talked about earlier, He's brought a several mentors in my life that have loved me just like their son. And I'd like to just say, Kent Dyer and I have been meeting one-on-one for just over 4 years now, actually. We started meeting in January of 2007, I believe. And I tell you what, guys and ladies, I cannot encourage you enough to try and find that older guy in your life, because they are out there and they're looking for younger men to pour into. And it has been one of the most blessed relationships. Kent and I are very different. You know, he's a good-looking, well-dressed guy, and I'm kind of learning, and we're different in a lot of ways, but I have learned so much from him and from being able to walk with him and talk with him about how to deal with conflict, about how when I immediately want to bow up to somebody, Kent's all about kind of deflating that, getting my chest back in and going around and seeking to resolve the conflict and seeking to love other people and understand them versus just bowing up and always winning, which was definitely a spur in my saddle. So, and also I would encourage you guys to, another thing that God has shown me along my experience in Enid is to meet with another man, a younger guy, one-on-one, has been absolutely priceless in terms of both me learning and becoming closer to God and then also being able to pour your life into someone else. And the internal impacts of that, I think I just can't talk enough about that. I would also encourage you guys to be praying for that Timothy in your life that you can come alongside and meet with and be able to spend time with. The other thing God's shown me is just that my life is not about me. It's about Him and serving Him, loving others, and then just sharing His word with the world. I feel that I now have joined my life because I know where my salvation lies. I know that I have been guaranteed eternity in heaven, and that I will get to spend the rest of my life with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will say this, God still allows, since becoming a Christian, it's not like all the trials and troubles are eradicated from my life. But I know that He promises three things when I do go through trials. And the first thing is, number one, He's going to be there right with me through it. It might not be the most fun thing, but I know that He will not leave me nor forsake me. The second thing that He promises is that He will bring good out of it. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be in the way that I wanted it to, but He will bring good out of any types of those struggles and tough situations that He puts me in. And the third thing I've learned is that He will refine me through those tough situations. I know that as I come out of those, I'll be a better man, I'll keep my eyes more focused on Him, and I'll be more refined in my character. And so those are some of the blessings in my life. And I just encourage you all as you go out and leave this time tonight to just really press forth, kind of analyze where you think you kind of stand with God and kind of look Him eye to eye and say, you know, Lord, in this new year, here's some things that I can really do better. You know, maybe I can get up 15 minutes earlier and have that quiet time, and maybe I can be praying about either finding that Paul or that Timothy in my life, somebody both to invest in me and somebody for me to invest in. So I just encourage you guys. I'm so excited to see you all here. And I really thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity to share what Jesus Christ has done for me. Thank you.